Live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
It is 10:24, and yes, let's have a quick sports desk, shall we? I can tell you it's day one of the Canoe Sprint Championships down at Lake Karapiro. Started at 8 o'clock this morning, so we might have some results on those throughout the next couple of days here on SENZ. Brian, but what's taking your fancy in the sports desk this morning?
Yeah, okay, so obviously, well, not obviously, but there is no UFC card this weekend, so for fight fans, we'd just be staring at the ground on Sundays. I guess, hey, spend time with your families. That's probably a good idea.
You could fight amongst yourself.
I think most fight fans aren't fighters, which is probably what draws us to the sport. Shuriken Fight Series 17 happens tomorrow in Auckland on the local scene here. They will also be broadcasting on UFC Fight Pass for the first time, so international audience likely to tune into this one. It's huge. It's huge for the fight game in New Zealand, so far away from it all, but yet being able to be so tapped in with things like UFC Fight Pass. Just want to highlight a couple of the matches. The main bout is between a bloke, Calvin Fitali, and Brando Perisic. I hope I said it right. Now, Brando is a UFC, is a CKB heavyweight who moved here from Australia to train with them around the same time Tyson Pedro came to New Zealand. Now, he has a lot of kickboxing experience. He went toe-to-toe with one of the King of the Ring champions and almost had him in his third fight, he said. He crossed over to MMA, and after his first fight, no one in Oceania wants to fight him. He's finding it hard. Wow. So he's got one tonight. It'd be at heavyweight. That will be explosive. Finn is actually going to be cage side for this one, so he'll be seeing a lot of the action there. Now, the co-main, Gina G, who I believe is also out of CKB, takes on Gace Sunita. They're both Kiwi women, so that should be nice. Where is it? A bit further down the card. Oh, the incomparable John Vakia is on there. Now, if people don't know John Vakia because he's not as famous as his CKB counterparts, he's one of the wrestling coaches for the Warriors. And Kai. Yeah, so John's the other one who coaches the Warriors. Commonwealth level athlete in wrestling, I believe. Really, really great wrestler. He'll be having a welterweight fight. His record is 15-8. He's going up against an 0-2, so I think it's going to be pretty easy day at the office for him. There's a amateur flyweight, a guy coming up in the ranks. He's Rory O'Keefe. He takes on Keone Tero Rotua. Now, Rory O'Keefe used to go to school with our man Finn James. So Finn's got a few connections to this card already. Don't know much about him, but he seems like an exciting flyweight and definitely on the come up in the scene here in New Zealand. Elsewhere, I mean, this card is stacked. What time does it kick off? What time does it start, Finn? Oh, Finn's got no idea, but he's there. He's sitting cage side on a couch with VIP experience and everything. So I think he should have a fun time. The card is absolutely stacked. I think there's at least 20 fights on it. So if you're up to nothing in Auckland and we'll be jonesing for fights this weekend, I'd say get along to Shuriken tomorrow night here in Auckland, broadcast on UFC Fight Pass. It's at Event Finder Stadium, and there are 18 bouts up. That is insane.
18. Okay. Interesting, Brian. Interesting. We're going to get a basketball update too in a minute. I'll just give you golf updates too. There's a number of tournaments being played. The RBC Heritage, we highlighted that with David Bileski yesterday. Well, JT Poston has posted the best round with 8-under. Colin Morikawa, who was prominent at the Masters without getting the job done, he's 6-under. Seamus Power, the Irish golfer, is at 6-under. And yes, again, Ludvig Åberg, the sensation all of a sudden. He's at 5-under with Austin Eckroat, Mackenzie Hughes, Patrick Rogers, Seb Straka, and Sahith Thagala is also there as well at 5-under. Other notables as we go down, Cantlay is at -4, McIlroy -4, Jason Day -3, Zalatoris -3, And Harris English, who was a big talking point for David Bolesky, he's at minus two. So they're the highest, well, lowest scorers at this stage, but highest up the leaderboard. The other event that's going on at the moment in terms of the PGA is the Corrales Puntas Cana Championship out of the Dominican Republic. And Wesley Bryan is leading that at minus six. Charlie Hoffman is there as well. And we go to the ladies, where Lydia's in action in the Chevron. And that is a major. So Lydia looking to get herself one more point to get into Golf's Hall of Fame. Has made a very good start. She's three under, having finished in the clubhouse at 69, three shots off the pace. So lurking, shall we say, lurking. Finn, basketball.
Yes, Smithy, top of the table clash in the Sellers NBL last night. It was definitely lived up to the hype as well. I managed to put it on the background while I was eating dinner last night. And definitely lived up to the hype. They played it out at Franklin and the Paul and Ledger Centre, the Stockyard out there. And the home court advantage must have been in full display, because they got up 105-71. So a huge, huge score margin for a top of the table clash. But I promise you, it wasn't a game that was one-sided. It was very close until probably near the fourth quarter, where the Bulls really, really showed they were the more dominant team on the night. If we look over to the Nuggets box score, the three imports again put on a very, very impressive display. The Australian youngster that Justin Nelson talked about on our show the other day, Ben Henshaw, he is actually the real deal. Now that I've properly sat down and watched a game, at 19, this man's skill set is out the gate. He can shoot, he's athletic, he's a great defender, and he definitely put on a good display last night. Along with Kamani Lawrence, the American import, put up 26 points. They're the real deal, the Otago Nuggets, but couldn't get past this Franklin Bulls team. And I think they're really, really starting to take favorites for the NBL this year. They have an incredible amount of depth in this team. It's crazy how much depth, from the starting five to like two, three players down the bench, that's so, so skilled. It's going to be very hard for teams to beat these guys near the end of the season.
And Finn, yesterday I kept a relatively close eye on it, but a couple of key playoff games yesterday in the NBA.
Yeah, two more play-in tournament games for the Eastern Conference yesterday. So we had the Western Conference on Wednesday. Eastern Conference was yesterday. We started off with the Miami Heat and the 76ers. That was the 7th and 8th play-in tournament game. A one-point game, Smithy, 104-105. 76ers get the dub and will advance to the playoffs as they will face, I believe, the New York Knicks in the first round. That's going to be a huge round. Now that Joel Embiid has returned from injury for the 76ers, this series, this 2-seed and 7-seed series, could go either way. The Miami Heat obviously went down, and they will be facing the winner from the Hawks and the Bulls game, which was the Chicago Bulls, who put on a crazy, crazy good performance, particularly in Kobe White, 42-point career high for the young point guard on the Chicago Bulls. So that was huge as well. And so now that the Bulls and the Miami Heat will be facing off for that 8th seed spot, I honestly might have to tick the Bulls here. Jimmy Butler has had a knee injury and will be missing the play-in tournament game.
Without Jimmy Butler, I think they're done. I mean, yesterday, Miami Heat actually were in charge of that game for a long, long period of time. And it was the last quarter when Jimmy was sitting watching where Embiid and co. got their act together and took advantage of their home court advantage. But in all honesty, I feel for the Heat. If Jimmy Butler cannot get back on court, then I think they've got massive issues there. Thanks, gentlemen. It's great. It was an impromptu sports desk, but a really cool one. It's coming up to 10:33 here on SENZ. Bulletin next.